This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. Now, some of you have heard on the airwaves the speech given in Los Angeles by the Reverend William Barber and the growing New Poor People's Campaign that will be nationally launched on December the 4th and then leading up to mass actions across the nation of this coming spring. And I was recently at a conference in Houston, Texas, which was the 40th anniversary of the first and only congressionally mandated conference on women, and where I was a delegate actually to that conference from New York State. But one of the discussions we had with some of the young people there were what happens with the graduate students, the postdocs working at these universities, some of them carrying huge workloads. And some of the graduate students were saying that some of them are earning as little as $15,000, maybe $30,000. Okay, that may be more than what a lot of impoverished people are making, but that they're actually some of these graduate students, I mean, with degrees and doctorate degrees, even some of whom have to live on food stamps or support. And there's a lot of embarrassment of people, you know, to even be speaking about that situation, since they're considered professionals and they're also working at prestigious universities. Well, there is an attempt now at the University of Washington to unionize. And while some of them may not fit the description I just gave, certainly it's a population of people that fall under the radar. And I'd like to welcome Max Fridfield, a research associate in the Department of Chemistry at the University of Washington and a member of the University of Washington Postdocs United. Welcome, Max.
Thank you very much, Margaret, for having me.
Okay, so what is going on here with the postdocs? I mean, what pushback are you getting from the University of Washington with your attempts to unionize?
So I want to say that postdocs are people who have completed graduate school, and so they've graduated with usually their PhDs in whichever field they work in. And they are continuing to do research in the academic setting to diversify their skill set and continue collaborations or do more research. And postdocs at the University of Washington have been working to create a union in order to improve their workplace conditions and increase protections for postdoctoral workers for almost a year now is how long the campaign's been going on. And so we're really excited to be able to fight to increase our workplace protections and, stand together with postdocs across the university.
Right. And so you are organizing with UAW Local 4121. But from what I understand, the university is not exactly welcoming this campaign with open arms and are indeed trying to say that postdocs hired as research associates, acting assistant professors, and acting instructors, which are about 35% of postdocs, should not be included in this union pool. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's right. And I think it's really important to understand the historical context of union campaigns here at the University of Washington. Over the course of the past 15 or 20 years, the administration has historically been opposed to union formation here on campus. And, this particular campaign is just another example of that. Claim that the university administration is making is that postdocs with different job titles should not be included in the same bargaining unit. And that's a very silly distinction, in my opinion, because the way that the job titles are assigned has no bearing on the kind of work you do. So for example, all postdocs in certain departments are given one job title, and then postdocs in different in other departments are given other job titles. And the the job title is sort of an arbitrary classification, and so the difference is essentially in name only. The work that I do is not that different from the work that someone who's given the job title of a senior fellow is doing in the med school versus in the College of Arts and Sciences. We were hired as postdocs. Faculty know that we're postdocs. Department administration knows we're postdocs. We know we're postdocs. And we think that this is just a way that the administration is trying to divide us and to slow down the unionization campaign. And we don't want that to happen. We're not going to let this, you know, drive a wedge in between postdocs on campus, and we're going to stand together and stand united.
Right. Well, Max, let me ask you this. For people who are listening and saying, well, you know, you guys, you're at a university, you know, you've got a graduate degree, a master's, a PhD, you know, what are you complaining about? What do you need a union for? I mean, what is the benefit of unionization of postdocs for postdocs?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and that's something that that I've struggled with. But in you know, because we are coming from a place of, you know, having attained a high degree and working at a research institution, and I'd say that it's really important to think about, you know, everybody who's doing this kind of work and might not have the same you know, access to rights and benefits that everybody else does. There's a number of people.
Or pay, it seems, you know, to me, also. I'm raising this because, as I said, I just came back from this conference, and I was talking and having a discussion with some young people who have advanced degrees and who spent a fortune getting those degrees. So they are deeply in debt, and they're doing, you know, carrying a pretty heavy workload, you know, as postdocs, research, etc. And they were saying that the compensation that they're getting from many of them, they can't even afford, you know, like Seattle is a very expensive city, right?
Exactly.
Which is where you're based. So that they were saying that they're just struggling making ends meet.
Yep, absolutely. And I want to say also that the graduate student union, the local UAW 4121, recently conducted a study of graduate student employees at the university and found that an astonishing number of graduate student employees were rent burdened or extremely rent burdened. So that means that they're paying, you know, in excess of 40% of their income on rent. Because here in Seattle, you know, one of the most expensive cities in the country, rents are just going up and up and up. And, you know, as young workers who some are facing student debt, some are many are international students and international employees. We need to work together to ensure that we can, you know, that we can do high quality research, and we can, you know, be the best researchers and scientists and scholars that we can.
Yeah, I mean, those jobs are pretty stressful to begin with, you know, given the competition and the few positions that are opened, and just the general expectations. And then there's the racism, the sexism, the homophobia that people face. And of course, for students who are immigrants, you know, now worrying about these immigration policies. But finally, I mean, the University of Washington does have this reputation for being so liberal. And I'm looking at a letter that they wrote about faculty unionization. And they're saying that we do not believe that abridging the gains we have made in and through shared governance at the democratically elected Senate, college, school, and department levels will serve the university and all its constituencies. And they're basically saying that they don't think that unionization will be helpful in their drive for excellence. So clearly there's an anti-unionization bias generally there. But I'm also looking at the clock, Max, and realize that I am out of time. But for people who want to find out more about this union drive and how they can support you all with your efforts to be part of UAW 4121, quickly, what should they do? Is there a website or someplace that they could go?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can check out our website at UW, the letters UW, postdocunited.com.
Okay.
And that will